Blackstone Audio presents The Battle for the Rhine, The Battle of the Bulge and the Ardennes Campaign, 1944, by Robin Neelands. This book bears the following dedication. This one is for Dr. Nick Plowman and all the staff at the radiotherapy and chemotherapy departments at the Cromwell Hospital, London, with my grateful thanks. I would never have completed it without them. The success of a commander does not arise from following rules or models. It consists in an absolutely new comprehension of the dominant facts of the situation at the time and all the forces at work. Every great operation of war is unique. What is wanted is a profound appreciation of the actual event. There is no surer road to disaster than to imitate the plans of bygone heroes and fit them to a novel situation. Winston S. Churchill, Life of Marlborough. 1. The End in Normandy, August 1944. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Old American proverb. The Battle of Normandy ended officially on 1 September 1944. That date also marked the end of the invasion phase, the three-month struggle to break out of the Normandy bridgehead formed after D-Day, and therefore of General Sir Bernard Montgomery's tenure as Allied Ground Force commander. All in all, General Montgomery could look back on his time in that post with considerable satisfaction. Since 6 June, when the Allied armies stormed the Normandy beaches, they had got ashore and stayed ashore, and, having routed the German armies, were now in the process of pursuing a beaten foe.